We are learning Mesechus Barbasra, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 7 or 8 lines from the top of 2 dots. Tana Rabbanan, Neschalfa Loi Kelim VeKelim Beis Uman. If someone goes to pick up his talis from the tailor, from the Uman, and they give him back someone else's talis. There was two people, Reuven and Shimon, both gave a talis to the Uman, to the tailor, and he comes to pick up his talis, and it's not his talis. The halacha is, it looks like the Uman gave Reuven's talis to Shimon, and Shimon's talis to Reuven. So halacha is Reuven, areza yishtamish behen, achi yove halov yitosh loy. He's let him mishtamish in his talis, and we'll see why in a second. He can mishtamish in his talis till the guy comes and picks it up and says, no, this is mine. That's when it's by a Uma. But based on Oval, based on Mishta, if you took off your talis in the Oval by someone sitting Shiva, or based on Mishta, by a Chasana, HaRezelo Yishtamish B'Mach Yoveh Alav Yitosh Loi. You can't be mishtamish with it. It looks like someone else took yours, you want to take his. You cannot do that. You can't mishtamish with him until the guy asks, is it his? You cannot do that. Now what's the Chilik? Maishna Reishta or Maishna Sefer. What's the Chilik in the Reishta or Sefer? Where they switched it here by the Uma and you're allowed to use it. By Sefer you can't. Omar Rav, Havi Sivna Kamei de Chavivi. Rav said, I was sitting in front of my uncle, Rav Chia, Omali, and he told me, V'chi ein odom osu loimar le'uman, mecholi talisi? Is it not normal for someone to tell a uman, sell my talis? And therefore, the way the Rashbam explains is like this, that over here, by a uman, it's very normal when you bring something to a uman, you tell him, by the way, if you find a buyer for it, sell it to him. So here, if you get someone else's talis from the Uman, you could assume that what happened was, we'll see exactly, there's a special reason here why also. He didn't say, take your talis, he said, take this talis. So we assume what happened is, the guy Taka sold the talis. The Uman, the tailor, sold Shimon's talis for him. But by mistake, the Uman gave Reuven's talis to the buyer, and he took the money and gave it to Shimon. And he chapsich, oh, I gave the wrong talis. But Lamai said, at the end of the day, he owns that talis now that's left by him because he paid for it. He paid Shimon for it. He really owns that talis. So he has a right to give it to Reuven. He says, here, Reuven, take this talis. You know, it's mine. You can use it. It's mine because he bought it. And therefore, you're allowed to use the talis until the guy comes and says, it's not true that he wants it, that it never was sold. Until the guy comes and says, you know what, made a mistake, and take it. But until then, you can assume that the tailor gave it to you on purpose. That's what comes out over here. If you look at the Rashbam explains, he says, that Tam the Reish of all the Pharis, Maishnom Esteve, Chirodom Osu, Vilkoch, Iklimema, Shouman Mochar Talis, Achas, Shouhumusakin, is fixing Mrs. Balbais. He told him to sell it. There's a third wide line. V'tah uman u'mocha talis shal zeh v'nos lo talis zu medas at yach loyes shloy. You're giving that Reuven Shimon's talis medas.
Why did they not make a talis?
What? Don't make a talis. Don't make a talis.
I wanted to sell you this gemara, by mistake.
No, I know, but it's the same. They look the same. So the guy who bought it picked up the talis and he paid for it.
But forget it, how it looks and everything.
Yeah.
The mindset says, this is Reuven, this is Shimon's. I wanted to sell you Shimon's talis.
Right. So who's the Mekatayas out? Who's the Mekatayas for? Who's the Mekatayas for? The guy bought it, sees what he's getting, and he bought it, he paid for it. So what's the Mekatayas? It's anything, it's like a Gishkol Ganet, but it's not a Mekatayas, because the guy who bought it sees what he's getting, and he bought it, and he paid for it. They're both the exact same talis here. So there's no.
The Maicha
made a mistake, but it's not a Mekatayas. There's no Tayas in the transaction here. So that's what we think maybe happened, and therefore, until someone says it didn't happen, we could assume that this is the way it is. We can assume this is the way it is. Now, that's the way. Look, see Tysus says similar. Also, Tysus says v'tan v'tal. Look at Tysus v'chi ena adamasa v'tal uman umachar es shal zeh so yisav alimka shachaveri. He sold Reuven's, but he's trying to sell Shimon's. V'nosan loy shachaveri tachtav avim loy yaasu loymar leuman limkar. If this wasn't a possibility that he sells it, loy muta mach mashatal uman nosan loy chaveri. Davu geschal beis avol beis mishta. Then the same thing beis avol beis mishta. V'soyev shiachs chaveri shloy leuman v'yachs v'tivena talisa. The only reason this is possible to have shatzad is because the Uman here paid Shimon for it, so really he owns it, so he could do that. But if it would be based off, it wouldn't be a tzad. Yeah, then of course, then there's a mistake. Then Pasha gets back. Let's do the Gemara. We didn't finish the Gemara yet. Omar Rav Chia Rei Rav Nachman Lo Yishanu Elohu. This is only true if you pick it up from the Uman himself. Aval Ishto Yabanav, if you pick it up from his wife or child, Loy. Then the Loch is that that's not called, in such a case, it would not be called, you'd not be able to use it. Because there it's like not worse than a base oval. Because the Ishtar Yevanov, they didn't sell it and do such a thing. But who Nami, and even the tailor himself, Nami Lamar, and Elder Omale Talis Tam, when he came to Reuben came to pick up a talis, he said, here's a talis. Our talis secho, he says, this is your talis, loy, because it's not your talis. So high love talis dehu. So this whole thing is a very specific case. In a specific case, when he says talis, and it's from him, not from his wife or kids, then we could assume that he didn't make a mistake, and he gave it to him. But Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa is that if he says, here, take your talis, or it's a base of base of Mishta, or if you know there's no such thing as the guy selling it, then you're not allowed to use it. So it's a big shiloh. If someone goes in shul, he has a raincoat or rubbers, and everyone has the exact same plastic raincoat or rubbers, and the davening's over. The only thing left is the exact same pair of rubbers that he put there, but it's not his rubbers. He knows it's not his rubbers. It's the same size. It's the exact same thing, but it's not his. Could he take it or not? That's the big shiloh. Comes with Gemara, you're not allowed to take it. It's not yours. But there is an Aruch HaShulchan somewhere that says, if it's the exact same thing, you could take it, Ayin Chum, but it's not for now. But there is a shiloh L'maisa, if you could take such a thing. Omle Abaye L'Rabba. The new Gemara here. Abaye tells Rabba, Ta'ach V'Lecha Rama Yidipum Fadisa, my Avdi. Let me show you what the Ramoyim of Pumbedisa do. Like the Rashbam explains that we know from the Gemara in Chulin that the people in Pumbedisa, a lot of them were Ramoyim. They were tricksters, they were Ganovim. It says there, if a Pumbedisa walks you home to your guest house, change your guest house. That's what it says in the Gemara in Chulin, because they come steal from you. So it's Rabbi told Rabbi, let me tell you the shtick that the Ramoyim do in Pumbedisa. What do they do? Omalei, when this guy is a Uman, this guy is a tailor. You brought your talis to get fixed, or he's a cleaner to get cleaned. And he come over to the cleaners. You say in Pumbedisa, you tell him, "Have this avaloi. Can I have my talis back?" So this guy says, "Lo yadvar ma'olam. It never happened. I don't have your talis." So he says back to him, "Ha isli sadi." So the owner says, "What do you mean? I have edim the chazir gabach that saw my talis by you. Amalei, it wasn't your talis. Ahu achrina hava." And that was a different talis. And like the Rashbam explains, the Edom weren't 100% sure it was Reuven's talis. They just saw a talis that looked exactly the same by the cleaners. And he says, "I saw your talis there. What do you mean?" So the guy says, "No, I never have your talis." "Oh, that talis? That was someone else's talis." So you ask the cleaners, "Let's take it out. Let's check it out. We'll check it out. I'll show you. I have a siman on it." And the Edom will say, "That's the one they saw." And then we'll know it's mine. I'm not taking it out. I'm not showing it to you. Why should I show it to you? Why should I show you someone else's thing? Like Vasepris. Why should I take out someone else's towels and show it to you? So that's what the Abaye says. That's what they do. I'm a Rava. So Rava says, Shapa Kamalei. They're tiny and good. They're not Machir to take it out. Shapa Kamalei. Why? Ra'a Tanya. On top of base, on base. Ra'a Tanya. It says in the Brisa that we had before, on base, that Dafka ra'a talisoi biyad uman with edim, then the uman is not believed to say he bought it. But in a case where you didn't see it in his hands, then he's believed to say he bought it, this talis, because you never saw it. He could have said, I never had it. And that that you saw, you didn't see his talis. You didn't see his talis, he could claim he never got it. Now here, also, since the edim don't recognize the talis, so the guy's right. He might be a rabbi, but he's right. He's right. He's not going to take out the talis because you have Aiden that you saw some kind of talis by him. You didn't see that talis. But Omar Rav Ashi, the cleaners. The cleaners really got a talis from him. And the problem is that it's very hard to get Aiden that saw your talis there, especially old talis look the same. So he comes with Aiden and says, "Where's my talis?" The guy says, "I never took your talis." So he says, "Well, I have Aiden that saw you holding my talis." So he says, so the Rami says, "It's not your talis, it's someone else's talis." So he says, "Okay, let's take it out. We'll take it out. We'll check it out." See, the Edom say he saw that talis, and he says, "One of my mechuyev take out someone else's talis." So the Rabbi says the Ramoyim attack a right because we're not mechuyev take out someone else's talis. Omar Vashi v'chachum, if the guy is smart, if the owner is smart, mashvi le'ra, he can make him into a ra. The Omar le, he tells him, "Amai tafista le, why are you taka holding on to someone else's talis? You don't want to be a guy. Why are you doing that? La mishum de isloch gaboi." The Istakha boy, because you hold that I owe you money. You're not really a rabbi. You hold I owe you money. So he says, so the owner says like this, "Take out the talis and I'll give you up to the value of what you think I owe you. Let's shots up the talis." Like look at the Rashbam. Lamashum the Islach Zuzi Gaboy, the Ata Yore Shloy Echbarbach. You're worried that I'm going to say I don't owe you it. Any kaif, I'm not arguing with you. Take it out, take it out, let's evaluate it. You're trying to do a stick on the guys. You know what? I'm going to pay you. Just take it out, let's reevaluate it, and then I'll pay you. I'll pay you whatever you want, and the rest I'll take. If this is just a stick to get him to take it out, if you take it out, and I can prove it's mine with Edom, then it's fine, then you're done. Because then the Edom will say, that's the one I saw, and I'll prove it's mine, then it's fine. So that's what you're trying to do, you're trying to get him to take it out. So, lav v'shem this l'gaboy, hashtaf kinu v'shem minu, shkoha tidach, v'ashkona yedin. Omle Rav Achav, Rei Rav Avir Rashi, matzah omle, he could say, loy tzarech na l'shuma tidach. I don't have to evaluate it. Kfar shamua kamoy d'gamach. I already evaluated it by someone. So there's 2 points just to point out in this Gemara. First of all, if the guy was Maideh, he's going to pay him, why isn't that a doll spot? Then come Eidim Dami. The guy said that I owe you money, Taka. You know, we'll see how much I owe you. Let's take it out and shot someone. So if you took it out, you're going to have to pay him whatever he says. So what are you gaining? You're going to pay him money? They're not getting anything. So the Muke speaks out that V'shavim Mahacha, the Amma V'chachem, the whole the Maideh Machmas Ha'oinis, Lirois, Im Yachol, the Mukiyetz says that in such a case you would not be chayiv. You know why? It's a moide machmas oynis. That's number one. Number two, when the Gemara answers kvar shamua, so what does that mean? They already evaluated it. So kolaymash, he's not agreeing that it's yours. Kolaymash shamua ba'alehem, whoever the ba'alehem was. But ino imik kvar shamu talischa, demkeno yemoide shishloi v'shusad. He says that they already evaluated your talis. That wouldn't be lemaisedik. It's in daf samach zayin. These Gemaras and the Mukiyetz. But that's how it is. That wouldn't be enough of a shuma, because he's not saying your thing was evaluated. He's saying whatever it was evaluated. So Ad Khan, this Gemara with the Ramoya Pumpadisa, which Rava Tain is that they're the Ganovim, but what that Taining is Taka right. And the Rav Ashi said is a way maybe to get it out. Well, Maisa, it's not the best way to get it out. You're not so posh you get it away from the Ramai and bring it out to shop to evaluate it.